Lord Jowls and Jack Flanders are preparing themselves for a long voyage. A voyage they hope will take them to the source of the strange jukebox that plays the old 50s music. As we look in, we find them preparing for their voyage. They are now packing provisions into a small sailboat.
That's quite a breathtaking design printed on the sail. It's a mandala, isn't it?
Yes, I have several different mandalas. This one I chose specifically for this voyage.
Well, what exactly is the significance of a mandala?
Well, briefly, it's a technical aid.
Well, is that all you have to say?
Obviously, it assists to open the mind to the experience of higher dimensions.
So that sail enables us to move from one realm to another?
That and other aids.
I take it this boat is supposed to fly?
I believe so.
You mean you don't know?
It's only built for one, but it can carry two, I hope. Well, shall we? To the launching pad.
Well, where is that?
I'll carry the bow. You carry the stern. Here we go. It's this way. Here we are. This is the spot. Oh, perfect. A lovely grassy slope, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Boy. Hey, wait a minute. You mean we're going to slide down that hill and then shoot off the edge of that cliff?
Of course.
Wow. And I'm supposed to be relaxed by the time we reach the cliff?
A true test. Well, shall we? I'll man the rudder, and you take to the bow.
Me? At the front?
Of course. I'm no keener to watch that black abyss approaching than you are.
Yeah, and since you're the captain...
Exactly. Righto. All set to give the old girl a shove? Heave ho, and off we go!
The small sandalwood sailboat slides down the slope. The flat bottom of the boat skims across the slick green grass. The craft picks up momentum. Faster and faster, the long shiny blades of grass pass in a blur as the black edge of the cliff approaches swiftly. And then suddenly there it is. From silver green beneath to blackness, and they're over the edge and aloft.
Incredible! It flies!
I admit it is rather startling.
You can say that again.
Quite. I admit it is rather startling.
You can say that again.
Quite. It's slightly different than flying on a carpet, but the general principles are the same. The wind doesn't arrest.
Hey, how wide is this desert of burning desires?
It's impossible to measure in our terms. It's relative to your desires. The more difficult or greater the distance.
That's why getting down to basics is important. Like, for instance...
I believe we're approaching the desert!
I heard a voice.
A mere shimmering mirage of this strange desert, my boy. Look, now you can see it, the desert.
And there it is indeed. And are you ready for this one? Far ahead lies a region almost beyond the imagination. A desert of slowly shifting sands. A dull smoke-colored light that shapes itself into forms. Moaning, tormented beings that are somehow familiar to Jack and very disturbing.
Yes, this is the realm of the Pretors, beings that cling to the objects of desire without a possibility of satisfaction. Restless spirits filled with unsatisfied passions, leading a ghost-like existence in a world of imaginary objects of their desire. These are the beings that often haunt the places of their former existence, to which they are fettered by their unsatisfied desires. They're ghoulish wallers with spindly, dried-up limbs and bloated bellies, tortured by insatiable hunger and thirst, without being able to satisfy them. You'll note that what little they are able to swallow through the narrow gullet of their nets causes them unspeakable tortures, since food is indigestible for them and merely bloats up their bellies. And whatever they drink turns into fire.
Oh, poor babies. Is there no hope for these pitiful creatures?
Only if they can succeed in replacing unwholesome objects with wholesome ones. Then these suffering beings may be liberated from the tortures of unquenchable desires.
Hmm.
As the small boat sails above this insane desert, the forms lash at the fragile hull. The old adventurer suddenly awakens from his own disturbing thoughts.
I say, Jack, snap out of it.
Hmm?
My golly, watch out for those hooks.
Oh.
They're reaching over the side. Pick up one of those silver oars and give them a good whack.
What are these speakers for?
By Jove, I forgot. This'll bite through that moaning.
Good grief! That sounds like the Madonna Vampira.
We'll feed them a little of their own, eh? Keep alert now. Hey! There's one for the Queen. And another for Prince Charles. One for Henry Higgins. Such a nice fella. Hold on a second. It's time for tea.
Tea? Now?
You keep them at bay while I pour us a cup. Just one, huh?
Make it two.
Is it? Ah, rat. Look at this dash of milk. Ah, that's not cricket. I say, get your sandy fingers out of my cup. Mr. Flanders, I regret to say, a great tragedy has fallen upon us.
Oh, no. What could be worse than this?
The milk, alas, has gone off.
Oh.
Jack Flanders. I just imagined myself belching for one reason. I have no idea why. Okay. Jack Flanders and Sir Henry Jowles have set forth in Sir Henry's small sailing craft in search of the source of the mysterious jukebox. To reach the uncharted realm where this strange machine may be found, the two adventurers first had to sail over the desert of burning desires, where infernal moaning ground at their nerves, while hooked forms reached over the side of their craft and groped for pant cuffs, ankles, and knees. We now find Jack and Sir Henry finishing their cup of tea and continuing the battle.
Will this never end?
Apparently not. We'll have to rise above it.
How do we do that? Toss out our food supplies?
I suppose we'll have to.
Oh, no, then what do we eat?
Regional foods, of course.
Okay. Over they go. Hey, it's working. We're rising.
Undoubtedly.
That was a mean piece of business.
Tarsome, very tarsome. I say, look to the north.
What? Wow. Is that the...
Land of the Two-Faced Gods, yes.
Now before them lies a barren land, strewn with boulders. But beyond that, a high mountain range can be seen. And in the growing dusk, the rugged mountains appear deep maroon and dark lavender. But beyond those jagged peaks...
Look, what is that light?
I don't know.
I've never seen a light so pure.
It appears to radiate from beyond the mountain range. Quite startling, I must say.
Wow.
But now we'd best prepare to land.
Land? You mean...
No, not on your Nelly. Best we can do is to clear the tops of the foothills.
Isn't there any other way we can...
We'll maneuver in as far as we dare. Here, you take the rudder.
But
you need the experience, my boy.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
Come on, look alert now.
All right, I'll steer. I just don't understand what keeps us up.
Neither do I. Whoops! Look out for that one.
Oh, God. Wow.
Jolly good. Oh, now maneuver between those two walls.
Hey, I don't think there's enough...
The sheer walls of rock tower above them as the two adventurers sail deeper and deeper into the mountains.
It's gotten awfully dark. Can you see anything up there?
No, not really.
Well, I'm for landing while we still can.
Yeah, man.
There's one more I believe we can clear.
That one? Are you crazy?
Yes, yes. These are up now. Up and over.
But we'll...
still have the sail. That's most important.
Yeah.
Now, how about a fire?
Out of what? Rocks and boulders?
No, this sandalwood here.
You mean the boat? Hey, don't rip the boards off our boat. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'd like to be able to get back to Inverness. Actually, I do know about you.
Yeah, man.
You have no intention of ever returning to Inverness, do you?
Certainly not.
Oh, no, not the mast, too.
The best firewood is there, my boy.
Oh, darn it. I forgot he was the one that bought Inverness in the first place. He's the biggest crackpot of them all. But why destroy the whole boat?
We'll keep the sail.
The only way to return, and he chops it up.
Well, jazz, boy. Yeah, man.
Here, take a few swings yourself.
All right.
That's the spirit. Don't forget the rudder. You'll never find another.
Later that evening, sitting around a cheery campfire...
Well, who wants to take the first watch?
We have to watch?
Naturally.
Okay. I'll wake you up when I'm tired.
Yeah, man.
Splendid, old boy. Night-night. Sleep tight. Mind the bugs don't bite.
Good night, Lord Giles. Well, it sure is quiet. What was that? There's someone there, watching me.
The figure moves closer. Slowly, Jack reaches for one of the oars. The light of the fire reflects off the white gown of the standing figure. Suddenly, the figure moves forward. In a flash, Jack is on his feet. With a quick thump...
No, wait! Oh!
He kneels down, examining the fallen body.
Oh, no. It's the Madonna Vampira. Oh, boy. When she wakes up, is she gonna be in a crabby mood?
Well, jazz boom. Yeah, man.
Play me that jazz boom song. Yowza.